Homework, ages 11 to 14. Now is the right time. Age 11. As a parent or someone in a parenting role, you play an essential role in your child's or teen's success. There are intentional ways to grow a healthy parent-child relationship, and setting up a daily homework routine provides a perfect opportunity. Children and teens ages 11 to 14 are in the process of adapting early school-age learning habits to their more demanding workload. They are establishing critical learning habits that will extend throughout their school years, including how they approach homework assignments. For most children and teens, homework is a nightly reality. Research shows that a parent or someone in a parenting role plays a key role. Children and teens with a parent or someone in a parenting role supporting learning at home and engaged in their school community have more consistent school attendance, better social skills, and higher grade point averages and test scores than those children and teens without such involvement. Indeed, parental involvement best predicts students' academic achievement. Yet, there are challenges. You may discover outdated and uncompleted assignments crumpled in your child's or teen's backpack. Your child or teen may procrastinate on a long-term project until it becomes a crisis the night before it's due. Questioning their work may result in arguments when they have other goals. While getting a regular homework routine going might be challenging, it can be a positive experience and promote valuable skills for school and life success. The steps below include specific, practical strategies and effective conversation starters to support a homework routine cooperatively without a daily battle. Why homework? Children and teens ages 11 to 14 will require managing a larger and more complex workload and need new study skills. This will take a whole new level of planning and organization. Their homework assignments can become a daily challenge if you don't create regular routines with input from your children or teens in advance, clarify roles and responsibilities, and establish a plan for success. Today, in the short term, homework routines can create greater cooperation and motivation, more significant opportunities for connection and enjoyment as you each implement your respective roles and feel set up for success. Trust in each other that you have the competence to complete your responsibilities with practice and care. Less frustration due to better organization, space, and resources. Opportunities to learn about your child's or teen's school curriculum. Tomorrow, in the long term, your child or teen builds skills in collaboration and cooperative goal setting, builds skills in responsible decision making, hard work, and persistence, gains independence, life skills competence, and self-sufficiency. Develops positive learning habits that contribute directly to school success. 5 steps for creating a homework routine. This 5-step process helps your family establish a homework routine and builds essential skills in your child or teen. The same process can also address other parenting issues. Here is a tip. These steps are done best when you and your child or teen are not tired or in a rush. Here is a tip. Intentional communication and a healthy parenting relationship support these steps. Step 1. Get your child or teen thinking by getting their input. You can get your child or teen thinking about establishing a homework routine by asking them open-ended questions. You'll help prompt their thinking. They'll also begin to understand their thoughts, feelings, and challenges related to homework better so that you can address them. In gaining input, your child or teen has the opportunity to think through the routine and problem-solve any challenges they may encounter ahead of time, has a more significant stake in anything they've designed themselves, and with that sense of ownership comes a greater responsibility for implementing the routine. We'll have more motivation to work together and cooperate because of their sense of ownership. We'll be working with you on making informed decisions, understanding the reasons behind those decisions about a critical aspect of their learning, their homework. Actions. Allowing your child or teen some choices in establishing a homework routine will add to your child or teen's sense of control and motivation. Questions you could ask to understand their preferences better include, when is the best time for you to do homework? What things, like having a snack and taking breaks, help you finish your homework? Prepare for difficulties. Ask, I know you've missed completing assignments in the past. What helps you stay on top of homework, and what gets in your way? Experiment to figure out your plan. Since your child or teen has changed since their younger years, along with the demands of their homework, it's an ideal time to revisit the question of when your child or teen feels they'll be at their best to tackle homework in the hours after school. They could have greater complexities than ever before, with extracurriculars encroaching on free time, so there may not be much opportunity for choice in the timing. But if there is, try different times to see what works best with their energy. Everyone has different energy cycles and times when they feel better able to focus. So work on discovering that rhythm with your child or teen, and you'll go a long way towards setting them up for success. Once you agree upon a time that makes sense for all, your attempts to keep homework sacred and consistent will ensure it becomes a habit and routine. If you are consistent, it can serve as a predictable, non-negotiable process. Your child or teen knows what to expect and when to expect it. Take note of when your child or teen has said it is their best time to do homework. Set a timer to go off at that time. Instead of you calling, "Time for homework," which may incite a battle, an inanimate object is alerting them. You can use a kitchen timer outside or inside, or collaboratively set an alarm on your cell phone or iPad. If your child or teen has decided to do homework right after school, provide a healthy, high-protein snack first: peanut butter crackers, cheese sticks, and apples. The social stress and expectations of school may be draining and could affect a child's or teen's motivation to continue working hard through the evening. Be sure they have the fuel necessary, through proper nutrition and a good night's rest, to get through their work. If you cannot offer a choice in the time of day homework is completed, then find another choice your child or teen can make. For example, you could allow them to decide what space they use or what snack they will have to accompany homework completion. Adding some level of choice to the process will prevent arguments and help your child or teen take ownership. Set up a space. Take some time to determine a consistent space for homework completion. You may look for a well-lit location, proximity to your family's living space or kitchen, wherever you'll typically be so that you are never far to offer support, a solid work surface that can get dirty. They may need to make a mess. Pick a durable surface. Work with your child or teen to get this space ready. You'll want to set up the space with school supplies, including loose leaf paper, pens, pencils, pencil sharpeners, a dictionary, and any other items you anticipate they might need. No clutter. A disorganized environment can distract from their focus. Eliminate clutter, organize tools, and only have the essentials. Invest in a few supply holders to keep tools neat and ready. A binder or bin or other receptacle designated for school papers that are brought home and stay at home. A water bottle. A homework space aims to provide a well-equipped, consistent place for your child or teen to focus entirely on the work. In this way, they'll know what they can expect. You won't have frustrations like not being able to find a school tool, and they'll learn to take greater responsibility for their learning as they work with you to organize this space. Make it fun. Designing a homework space together can be an enjoyable experience. Allow your child or teen to pick out their own organization bins and school tools. They could make a sign with their name to designate the space, or create a poster with an inspirational saying like, "Good things come from hard work." Take a little time to label your new supply holders with names, stickers, or drawings to allow your child or teen to personalize them. All this can be motivating. When offering choices in designing a homework space that works best for your child or teen, they may prefer to set up their workspace in their bedroom because of their developmental desire for greater independence and privacy. If they do this, make sure you stop in a few times to offer your support. Also, clear boundaries and distinctions should be established between screen time for homework and entertainment/socializing screen time. Create a family homework rule. Be sure to discuss, at a family dinner for example, how the family can respect homework time. Consider whether you want all siblings to do homework simultaneously or not. If you want everyone to do homework simultaneously, consider what must happen to make that happen. Either way, agree upon a homework rule that each will respect the person focused on their work and be quiet in that area of the house. If your child or teen is prone to feeling overwhelmed by homework, you can scaffold your child or teen by breaking the work into chunks. Set a timer for 15 minutes of work and then take a 5-minute brain break. 15-minute chunks will help the task feel more doable. Support your child's or teen's persistence skills with praise. "I know it was hard to come inside from playing. I am impressed by how you are tackling things now. Even if the transition to doing homework was challenging, remember to highlight any behaviors that move in the direction you are seeking more of. Many parents forget to acknowledge the baby steps toward the goal behavior. Step 2. Teach new skills. As a parent or someone in a parenting role, it's easy to forget that your child or teen is learning new study skills, including project management, organization, and planning. Though they may be assigned work they are capable of doing, they may not be prepared to manage the larger workload. Because so much is new, expectations are greater, and they feel they should already know it all, they can become overwhelmed and frustrated. Learning about what developmental milestones your child or teen is working on can help you know which tasks might be more difficult. Here are some examples related to homework. 11-year-olds have lots of physical energy to expend, so they may need some time after school to move. They tend to desire to stay up late, which can intrude on school goals. So set clear limits on screen times before bed and establish bedtimes based on reasonable sleep requirements. 11-year-olds require 9 to 11 hours of sleep, depending on the individual. 12-year-olds are undergoing a significant growth spurt, so they'll also require nutritious food and their required night's sleep. They thrive with leadership opportunities, so when you see those chances or can reframe assignments in terms of leadership, that's ideal. 12-year-olds are gaining more sophisticated ideas about themselves, others, and the world, and they will be eager to share those ideas with their parents, so your listening ear is essential. 13-year-olds can become particularly sensitive to real or perceived criticism from you or your classmates. They can become moody. They are seeking their independence and are ready for more freedom. Look for ways to offer independence and freedom paired with the new responsibilities accompanying those chances. 14-year-olds may feel and act like they know it all, but they still look to you to set clear boundaries and to offer guidance. They may distance themselves, requiring greater independence. Your job as parents is to realize this and not take it personally. Be there to listen with an open mind when they are ready to talk. They may be highly resistant to what they might view as adult lectures. However, they may be more willing to admit when they have made a mistake, which can be a great asset at homework time. They are eager to investigate the larger world, so assignments can be highly engaging if related to that interest. Teaching is different than just telling. Teaching builds basic skills, grows problem-solving abilities, and prepares your child or teen for success. Teaching also involves modeling and practicing the positive behaviors you want to see, promoting skills, and preventing problems. Actions. As a parent or someone in a parenting role, it is easy to be confused about how best to support your child or teen's homework. Here are some specific ways to define your role while ensuring your child or teen wholly owns their learning process. When your child or teen calls you over to ask about a problem, ask prompting questions such as, what is your guess about the answer? Is there another place you could find the answer? Is there another way to think about your answer? Share your curiosity and interest in this subject, but do not provide an answer. Lead your child or teen to resources. Though you may feel like you've redirected your child or teen multiple times to the resources in front of them, treating each experience as a fresh opportunity to search for answers can help both of you keep an open mind about the work at hand. Frequently, homework will relate to the resources they already have from school, whether it's a novel or a textbook. So when they just can't find an answer and ask for your help, guide them back to their text. Take a look together. Here are a few essential tips. Focus on keywords so that they too can learn to spot keywords. Attempt to read and review together. Because the text is denser and more complex, children and teens may feel overwhelmed with information and need help focusing on the most important points. Ask your child or teen which points are most important when discussing a problem. Have them underline or highlight those words in the instructions or in the specific question they are trying to answer so that you have a focusing point. Research together. If you cannot find the source of the problem in your child's or teen's books, do some online research together. But be sure you allow your child or teen to drive the process. You might ask, what should we look up or search for together? These are the first seeds of solid research skills. Teach the essential brain break. Breaks do not represent weakness or a lack of persistence. Human brains work better if they are given frequent breaks. Their young minds need processing time, particularly as they face taking in so much new information. In addition, the pressure of academic expectations can build. Their feelings may spill over to homework when they are safe at home with you, and do not need to keep it together as much as at school. You might ask, what else makes you feel better and comforted when frustrated? Brainstorm a brief list of spaces, places, things, and actions that offer comfort when frustrated. Leave that list in your school, tool, homework space. It will serve as an ongoing resource when brain breaks are required. It's a common challenge of homework time, particularly for middle school age students, to want to avoid failure and to fear making mistakes. In reality, because homework is practice, it is intended as a time to try out an answer, get it wrong, and try again. Hang a sign near your homework spot to remind your child or teen, mistakes are part of learning. You do not need to be a subject matter expert. If you cannot get the correct answer, take a step back. Realize that you are stealing a learning opportunity from your child or teen. Ask yourself how you can provide guidance and support for them to answer the question or solve the problem themselves, even if they get it wrong. Here is a trap to avoid. Though you may make comments you empathize with your child's or teen's predicament, be careful. Criticizing the work assigned, the teacher who assigned it, or the school's policies will become demotivating for your child or teen. After all, why should they work hard if you disagree with what's been assigned? Step 3. Practice to grow skills and develop habits. Homework practice can be cooperatively completing the task together or trying out a task with you as a coach and ready support. Practice grows vital new brain connections that strengthen and eventually form habits each time your child or teen practices. Actions. Use "I'd love to challenge you" statements. When a child or teen learns a new ability, they are eager to show it off. Give them that chance. Say, "I'd love to pose a challenge to see if you can focus on math homework for the next 7 minutes. Let's set a timer." This can be used when you are in the after-school routine and need that alert to move on to homework. Letting your child or teen be the teacher can be empowering. You can say, "I don't know much about blank. Can you share with me what you have learned?" Do a brain break dry run. In the midst of homework one night, maybe at a natural breaking point, practice a brain break. Practice moving away from homework. Get a drink of water. Walk outside and sniff the fresh air. Then go back and ask, "Do you feel refreshed and ready, or do you need a little more time?" If they need more time, ask what would make them feel better. Perhaps getting a snack or taking a walk might do the trick. This practice is super important if you plan to use it as a tool when your child or teen is upset. Recognize effort. Frequently, children and teens get feedback on what they are not doing right, but how often do you recognize when they are working on getting better? Recognize effort by saying, "I notice" statements like, "I noticed how you got to work this afternoon when the timer sounded without me asking." That's taking responsibility. Proactively remind. The challenges in a homework routine often recur daily and are predictable. You might know exactly what they are and when they will happen. So just before they do, remind them gently, non-publicly. You may whisper in your child or teen's ear, "Remember what we can do next to figure out the problem? What is it?" Here is a tip. The standard homework guideline is 10 minutes of nightly homework per grade level. For example, a fifth grader would receive 50 minutes of homework per night. If you find homework taking your child or teen longer than expected, or your homework sessions escalate into an emotional battle, schedule time to talk to your child's or teen's teacher. Most teachers see parents as an essential partner in their child's or teen's education and may be able to offer strategies to assist with homework. Here is a trap to avoid. Resist the temptation to repeat yourself. Children and teens may require more time to work on an assignment than you feel is necessary, but they need the time they need. Be sure to wait long enough for them to show you they are competent. Your waiting could make all the difference in whether they can do what you need. Step 4. Support your child's or teen's development and success. At this point, you've taught your child or teen several new positive learning habits so that they understand how to perform them. You've practiced together. Now you can offer support when it's needed. Parents and those in a parenting role naturally provide support as they see their child or teen fumble with a situation where they need help. This is no different. Actions. Promote a learning attitude. Show confidence that your child or teen can learn anything with time and practice, because they genuinely can. Your comments and reflections will significantly affect their competence in meeting any learning challenge. Ask critical questions when your child or teen has challenges. You could say, "It looks like you feel stuck. Is there another way you could approach the problem? How are you feeling about homework tonight? Coach on communications. You might notice your child or teen having a hard time and getting stuck, even with your support. You might then say, it seems like you are having trouble figuring this problem out and cannot find the answer in your resources. Are there resources we haven't thought about? This would be a good time to ask your teacher about the problem. How might you ask for help? Stay engaged. It can be motivating for a child or teen when a parent does their own paperwork alongside them, keeping them company. Working together, after all, is much more enjoyable than working alone. Allow for and reflect on real-world consequences. If you see a mistake on your child's or teen's worksheet, don't correct it. You'll be taking away a valuable learning opportunity. You could leave it alone or ask once, do you feel like this is right, or are you having difficulty with it? If your child or teen confirms it's the answer they want to give, then allow them the experience of their teacher correcting it. It's a significant learning opportunity. It may open the door to extra support from their teacher. Here is a trap to avoid. Many schools provide parents access to an online gradebook to monitor their child's or teen's progress. Use this to check in and support your student's learning, but resist the urge to micromanage and take ownership of your child's or teen's missing assignments or grades. Your child or teen needs this opportunity to learn executive function skills like planning, organizing, prioritizing, and executing tasks. Children and teens must be allowed to fail in a safe space and learn from that experience. Here is a trap to avoid. Ensure your child or teen knows your love and approval are not conditional on their grades or academic performance. Here is a trap to avoid. If you groan that it's homework time, they will also groan. Become aware of your reactions to homework. Be sure that the tone and attitude you bring to homework is one of digging in, being curious, and learning. Here is a tip. A research study noted whether mothers' comments during homework completion controlled or supported autonomy and competence. The researchers concluded that those children and teens who brought worries about their ability to perform had a heightened sensitivity to their mother's comments. Moms who supported their autonomy, "I know you can do it," and demonstrated that they believed in their child's or teen's ability to do the work showed increased achievement over time. However, those mothers who were more controlling in their comments, "I need to check your work, that's not right," fostered less engagement and lower achievement in their children and teens. Step 5. Recognize efforts. No matter how old your child or teen is, your positive reinforcement and encouragement have a significant impact. If your child or teen is working to grow their skills, even in small ways, it will be worthwhile to recognize it. Your recognition can go a long way in promoting positive behaviors and expanding your child's or teen's confidence. Your recognition also encourages safe, secure, and nurturing relationships, a foundation for solid communication and a healthy relationship with you as they grow. There are many ways to reinforce your child's or teen's efforts. It is essential to distinguish between three types of reinforcement: recognition, rewards, and bribes. These three distinct parenting behaviors impact your child's or teen's behavior differently. Recognition occurs after you observe the desired behavior in your child or teen. Noticing and naming the specific behavior you want to reinforce is key to promoting more of it. For example, you took a brain break and came back and worked through that challenging problem. That was a great idea. Recognition can include nonverbal acknowledgement, such as a smile, high five, or hug. Rewards can be helpful in certain situations by providing a concrete, timely, and positive incentive for doing a good job. A reward is determined beforehand so the child or teen knows what to expect. It stops any negotiations in the heat of the moment. A reward could be used to teach positive behavior or break a bad habit. The goal should be to help your child or teen progress to a time when the reward will no longer be needed. Rewards can decrease a child or teen's internal motivation if used too often. Unlike a reward, bribes aren't planned ahead of time and generally happen when a parent or someone in a parenting role is in the middle of a crisis. While bribes can be helpful in the short term to manage stressful situations, they will not grow lasting motivation or behavior change and should be avoided. Here is a trap to avoid. It can be easy to resort to bribes when recognition and occasional rewards are underutilized. If parents or those in a parenting role frequently resort to bribes, it is likely time to revisit the 5-step process. Here is a trap to avoid. Think about what behavior a bribe may unintentionally reinforce. For example, offering a sucker if a child or teen stops a tantrum in the grocery store checkout line may teach the child or teen that future tantrums lead to additional treats. Actions. Recognize and call out when things are going well. It may seem obvious, but it's easy not to notice when everything moves smoothly. Noticing and naming the behavior provides the necessary reinforcement that you see and value your child's or teen's choice. For example, when children and teens complete their homework on time, a short, specific call-out is all that's needed. I notice you completed your homework today on your own in the time we agreed upon. Excellent. Recognize small steps along the way. Don't wait for significant accomplishments, like the whole bedtime routine going smoothly, to recognize effort. Remember that your recognition can work as a tool to promote more positive behaviors. Find small ways your child or teen is making an effort, and let them know you see them. Build celebrations into your routine. For example, snuggle and read before bed after getting through your bedtime routine. Or in the morning, once ready for school, take a few minutes to listen to music together. In closing, engaging in these 5 steps is an investment that will strengthen your skills as an effective parent or someone in a parenting role on many other issues, and develop essential skills that will last a lifetime for your child or teen. Through this tool, children and teens can become more self-aware, deepen their social awareness, exercise their self-management skills, work on their relationship skills, and demonstrate and practice responsible decision-making. Center for Health and Safety Culture, 2024, homework, ages 11 to 14. Retrieved from https://www.toolsforyourchildsuccess.org. Copyright 2024 Center for Health and Safety Culture at Montana State University. This content does not necessarily reflect the views or policies of the Tools for Your Child's Success communities, financial supporters, contributors, SAMHSA, or the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.